politics is about the center of power. The Njiru faction concentrated on courting the powerless members of the districts and provinces and so forth, which is not where power lies. That is where power is legitimized. The first thing you have to do is look for where power lies and try to bring that on board, and thereafter going on to purge and to align the provinces in such a way that when they then go to the provinces, their power will be legitimized. But power is not acquired there. It is acquired where it currently resides. And power in ZANU-PF currently resides with Mugabe.
Mr. Vava, what's your take on this issue?
Well, I think I want to concur with what my colleague has said, because one thing that the Njiru faction has failed to understand, that is that the party that they belong to, ZANU-PF, one, it is not a democratic party. And secondly, it is a party of one person. It is President Mugabe who makes the decisions. And whenever there is any person who try to argue with him, who try to differ with President Mugabe, we have seen the consequences of doing that with a lot of examples. President Mugabe, in my view, is not ready for any successor at the present moment. He's ready to rule forever, and it has been shown by the purging of all these chairpersons, and also by the endorsement that President Mugabe is uncontested in Congress and is the sole candidate for ZANU-PF in the 2018 election.
Mr. Sibanda, that question goes to you. I'll ask you that. What Mr. Vava is bringing up, the issue of a legitimate successor.
The sudden move into mainstream politics by Grace Mugabe tells you that there is a consciousness within Mugabe's mind that he may not be strong enough and available to tackle political issues, and therefore is wanting to bring in a new horse. And the fact that the Mnangagwa faction decided to court her and not necessarily the president directly shows you that there is a thought about what would happen after Mugabe is gone. I think Mugabe is thinking about what happened to his children and to his wife after he's long gone, because they're still fairly young. They have a lot of years ahead of them, and they will need protection. So I think that although they are not addressing the question directly now, they are indirectly thinking about it, and their strategic positioning by both Grace Mugabe and the Mnangagwa faction in terms of what they would do in the event that they needed somebody to succeed the president, and what they've systematically done and cleverly done is take Mujuru out of that matrix.
Mr. Vava, what's next for Vice President Mujuru following what is going on within the party?
I think she does not have many choices, because one thing that probably she understands, or she might fail to understand, is that ZANU-PF is not a democratic party, like I said earlier. So whatever is going to be decided, whatever fate that is going to meet, I think she should just accept what the party has given me. Failure to do that, or trying to go against what the president would have said, I can see disastrous consequences awaiting here. All these cases of corruption, which are now starting to build up, might be another way of trying to silence her.
And I'll end with you, Mr. Sibanda. What's next for Vice President Mujuru?
In addition to what Vava said, which is that she just has to cook up and try to mend bridges with President Mugabe and the Mnangagwa faction, which seems very impossible given the extent to which the First Lady Grace Mugabe has taken the fight to. I think she's taken to a point where you could say there is no return here. The only possibility for her here is to talk to other members of the Mnangagwa faction and seek some level of accommodation, if for anything at all, but to ensure that the party remains united and is able to claim some level of legitimacy after the 2018 election.